Morning, Andy. Europa League this morning.
Yes, indeed, Slats. TK, it's a busy morning again. There's a stack of matches. Now, just quickly, the ones completed advancing to the round of 16, Olympiakos, Sapol Nicosia, Ajax, Besiktas and Roma. Matty Ryan keeping goal for Genk. His Belgian club, it's 0-0 at home to Astra. It was 2-2 in the first leg. Tottenham are up 1-0 at the moment. Christian Eriksen scored. There's a few games that have kicked off in the last 15 minutes or so, and Lyon continue to march on against AZ Alkmaar. They won the first leg in Holland 4-1. They're up 1-0 at home, and Fiorentina have just scored. So Fiorentina against Borussia Mönchengladbach, it's 1-0. So that would be 2-0 on aggregate so far for the Italians.
All right. Socceroos get some pretty good news with a fairly high-profile country in your code.
Well, let's hope it's not going to be a repeat of what happened in October 2013. I mean, we're playing Brazil. In Melbourne, we know about Brazil playing Argentina in the blockbuster there. And on June 13th, we'll host the Brazilians before heading off to Russia the next day, where we'll take on Germany, Chile and Cameroon, of course, in the big Confeds Cup. Fantastic outcome for Ange Postecoglou and the team. And yeah, what an opportunity, a packed MCG to see some of the world's best.
Andy, got to say, it's a fantastic outcome for the Wanderers. They'll find just $20,000.
Yeah, look, I think we're all surprised at the scope of that fine. I mean, yeah, the FFA have taken into account that 14 individuals from the RBB have been suspended by the Wanderers, and that they'll undertake some social inclusion programs, and the Wanderers have to monitor all their social media platforms. It's just so much has happened this week, and yes, as someone who's obviously very, very involved with the Wanderers, I'm relieved this morning, like anyone else that supports the Wanderers. And there's just no room for this sort of behaviour, Slats. It's just, it's horrible what's happened to Graham Arnold and the effects that it's had to his family, and the effects that it's had on Sydney FC as well.
No apology from the RBB?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything too, yeah. I don't know, mate. Look, we love them at the game. I love the engagement, love all the banter, love all the singing and that, but there's just a minority within that group that have got to go. It's simple.
Yeah. Well,
no yellow cards, straight reds here. They've got to go, and 14 of them have been identified, and they're on notice now. This is a dangerous scenario for them and for the club in general.
Okay. Melbourne City, Tim Cahill, Sydney FC. Tim, what sort of role does he play?
Tim Cahill?
Yeah.
Tonight, I think, look, City have got a good run against Sydney FC, and I'm not saying that I expect City to win. I think Sydney will bounce back from that loss. I think a draw is the one that you might want to steer to. Okay. City unbeaten their last five against Sydney FC, but I'm going for the draw here.
All right, so that's the draw, Melbourne City up against Sydney FC. Brisbane Roar are pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, mate, they are. Look, the Knicks just 1 point the last five rounds. Got to go for the Roar at home.
The victory, that's Melbourne victory, Adelaide United.
Adelaide winless away from home. The only side not to garner a win away from home. Melbourne victory at home for me.
And the next one, mate, is Glory against the Wanderers.
Tricky assignment. A tricky assignment for the home team. I'm heading out there to watch that game and to catch up with a few people in regards to the heartbeat stuff I'm doing. And I think a draw, I think West Sydney will readjust their team. There'll be more changes for them after the humiliation of midweek ACL debut.
Yeah, well, that's three games in 7 days for them.
Yeah, it's a big one, and they're off to China the next day.
And what do we miss there? Newcastle over the Mariners, yeah?
The F3 derby, the big one. Look, the Jets to get across the line, unbeaten in the last six derbies, and the Jets are in a good vein of form at the moment, unbeaten at home in the last five.
Best bet.
Let's go to the Premiership. West Brom are playing Bournemouth, a side that's only got 2 points in the last six rounds. West Brom unbeaten in four. $2.
Yep. And Andy, your wild card?
3-1 Chelsea against Swansea. $9. Ooh. Into that multi. It's an interesting multi. I've brought in La Liga football. I've brought in Dutch football. I've brought in the League Cup final from a multi. Leganes Deportivo, the draw. Espanyol to win at home against Osasuna. Feyenoord against PSV. Feyenoord unbeaten at home. PSV unbeaten away. The draw into Man United in the League Cup final against Southampton, that's early Monday. So there's a lot to be reporting on. Wow. On Monday morning, and look forward to catching up with you and the rest of the crew today.
Well, good, this will be you, making Andy. Big news in the UK. You can imagine that Leicester City have now sacked Claudio Ranieri, or Ranieri, I should say. Obviously, after winning the title and getting the bullet.
Mm.
So that'll have ramifications all throughout the world of the EPL. Good on you, Andy Pascalidis.